Hello, brave Korean learners. I'm Ari Lee, your host of The Lazy Korean, where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Lazy Korean. After a few sleepless nights, now LazyCon is available on my website, thelazykorean.com. LazyCon is a competition for Korean learners. You will solve 50 questions within 60 minutes, and after that you will get your score and correct answers. Every time there's a new champion, you know, the competitor who got the highest score, I will announce it via Instagram, this podcast, and my website. Actually, I launched it on August 2nd, Monday, and I'm already getting some submissions. And the current champion is from Nagercoil in India, who stands V in BTS. And the champion score is 43. This is a very high score. I was very surprised. And congratulations, champion. I hope you are listening to my podcast. And according to competitors' submissions, it looks like the average score is around 28. So I think it's not that easy, but you can totally do it. You will love it. There are many fun questions, including guessing the relationship of two people based on chat messages. After the test, please leave a comment on the post. It will mean the world to me. So on today's episode, you will hear about Korean archery and an online bullying against a female archer. And after that, you will learn some lazy Korean sentences that will cheer you up. Before starting this episode, it's time for speaking assignments. Every week, I give you a speaking assignment to record your voice speaking the sentences you make using the expressions you learn on the episode, and send your voice message to me on Instagram. And this week, I got three messages from brave Korean learners. Here they are.
안녕하세요, 선생님 아리 모레입니다. 호주는 지금까지 금메달 10개를, 은메달 3개를, 동메달 13개를 땄어요. 감사합니다, 아리. 안녕.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹태입니다. 영국은 지금까지 금메달 10개, 은메달 10개, 동메달 12개를 땄어요. 오늘은 여기까지. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 미국은 지금까지 금메달 20개, 은메달 24개, 동메달 16개를 땄어요. 감사합니다.
Thank you, More, Chantel, and Lisa for sending me your beautiful Korean voices. It was a really long sentence. The assignment was very difficult, but you did a great job. Just like More, Chantel, and Lisa, speak more Korean. You can do this. And let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. So, are you enjoying the Olympics? Actually, before it started, I was kind of worried that I thought, is it okay to hold this kind of global event during the pandemic? But once it started, I found myself very much enjoying every game. And among them, archery is grabbing the biggest attention from South Koreans because South Korea is very good at it. Now all archery games are over for this Olympics, and Team South Korea won 4 gold medals out of all 5 games. The games were women's individual, men's individual, women's group, men's group, and mixed team. And we won gold medals for every game except for men's individual. And it's not just this Olympics. We have been really good at archery for a long time. So Korean archers have claimed 23 of the 34 gold medals in the Olympics since 1984. And the New York Times recently published a short article about this. The title is South Korea's Golden Archers. I read the article and I think it's a good article. It briefly explains about why South Korea is so good at archery. And the funny thing is that it's because for South Korean archers, getting to the Olympics is much harder than winning Olympic gold medal. It's that competitive to make the cut because there are so many good archers in the country. But why there are so many good archers in the country is kind of mystery, even to us. Because archery is not popular sport at all in this country, there are only a small number of people who play archery. But a lot of people kind of suspect that it's kind of in our DNA. Because, you know, hundreds of years ago or even 1,000 years ago, old Koreans used to ride a horse and shoot arrows. So we have a long history of shooting arrows in battlefields and also just for leisure or sport. And also Team South Korea is famous for its crazy preparations for the Olympics. For the 2016 Olympics, the archers trained at a live baseball game to expose themselves to pressure and loud noise. And for this Tokyo Olympics, the team trained in an arena that is modeled after the one in Tokyo Olympics. You know, the setting was exactly the same. You know, the banners, video screens, audio stands. There were even simulated speaker announcements in English and Japanese. Apparently, this hard training paid off. They brought home 4 gold medals. Among the 4 gold medals, the 3 belong to a 20-year-old female archer, and her name is An San. Maybe some of you might have heard about her because there were some news around controversy of her. I saw some international news media reported about this, and this controversy is about her hairstyle. So An San has short hair. It's very short. It's like you can't do ponytail with this hair short. And it's kind of similar with popular Korean men's hairstyle. And being a short-haired woman in this country could mean something, especially to young Korean men. So many young Korean men don't like short-haired women because they think it's a sign that she is a feminist. And like I told you in one of earlier episodes, the word feminist is a kind of insulting word for women in this country. So some young men even demanded the Korean Archery Association to take back the gold medals from her because she's a short-haired feminist. And I know what you're thinking is absurd and is stupid, but it shows how strong the anti-feminist or even anti-women sentiment is between young men. And it's not just her hairstyle they don't like. They also don't like for her little badge that she attached to her archery gear. It's a small yellow ribbon. And in this country, yellow ribbon means that you are remembering the Sewol Ferry disaster, in which over 100 high school students died during the school field trip in 2014. And this disaster was one of many reasons why the former South Korean president got impeached. And the former president belonged to a conservative political party. And many young Korean men are conservative party supporters. So they hate to see people remembering the disaster. So they are attacking her for wearing the yellow ribbon badge. So her controversy is not just about some kind of stupid reason about, you know, short hair kind of thing. It's also about a political thing. And this kind of stupid controversy and online bullying are getting worse because the presidential election is just 8 months away. So my country is entering into chaos. But despite of the severe online bullying against her, she won 3 gold medals and she became the first Korean Olympian who won 3 gold medals in a single Olympics. And she's also a Mumu, you know, a fan of Mamamoo, a K-pop girl group. By the way, some men even attacked her for liking a K-pop girl group because they think it's not normal for women to like a girl group. But anyway, I'm very much looking forward to her meeting with Mamamoo. It will be very lovely to watch. It's time to speak some legit Korean. Today, we're gonna learn some magic sentences that will give you energy and power to do anything in your life. So there were a lot of times that Korean Olympians faced a very difficult situation during games in Tokyo Olympics. For example, they are losing big time during the game. When that happened, some Korean Olympians said these sentences and went back to the game and they eventually won. There are many words from Korean Olympians, but I picked the 3, you know, the top 3 that touched Koreans' heart the most. So the first sentence that will give you the power to overcome any difficulty in your life came from a volleyball player, Kim Yeon-kyung. She's a captain of Korean women's volleyball team. And Korea was losing big time, 9-15. And during the break, the captain told this sentence to her teammates. And here's the sentence. 해보자, 후회 없이. Listen to it one more time. 해보자, 후회 없이. Can you guess what it means? So it means, let's do this, leaving no regrets. So if I break down this sentence, 해보자 means let's do this or let's do my best. But it could change its meaning according to the counterpart. Like I said in one of earlier episodes, Korean language is very contextual. So if you say 해보자 to yourself, it means let's do my best. But if you say this word to your teammates, like this captain did, it will be let's do our best. If this is too confusing, just think of 해보자 as let's do this. So repeat after me. 해보자. It's easy, right? So let's do this one more time. 해보자. Okay, and after 해보자, it's 후회 없이. And 후회 means regret. And 없이 means without or leaving no. So repeat after me. I'm gonna do this slowly first. 후회 없이. Now faster. 후회 없이. Okay, you're doing great. Let's do this. 해보자, 후회 없이. And the second sentence came from a fencer. His name is 구본길. And it was during men's team saver game. And he said this sentence to a teammate who was losing big time at that time. And this sentence definitely cheered up the teammate. And he won his game and the team won gold medal. And the sentence is this. 의심하지 마. Listen to this one more time. 의심하지 마. Can you guess what it means? It means don't doubt. And in this context, it means don't doubt yourself, be confident in yourself kind of thing. So in this sentence, 의심하다 is a verb meaning to doubt. But if you replace 다 at the end of the verb with 지마, it becomes 의심하지마, meaning don't doubt. So as you can see, don't verb is verb 지마 in Korean. In other words, 지마 can make a negative command sentence. So say 의심하지마 to yourself whenever you suddenly got cold feet and you doubt yourself, you doubt your decision, you lose your confidence. When that happens, say this word. So repeat after me. 의심하지마. One more time. 의심하지마. Okay, so you are doing great. 의심하지마. 해보자. 후회 없이. Now it's time for the last sentence, but the last one is not actually a sentence, it's a word, and it's very short. So listen to me carefully and guess what it means. Good. I repeat. Good. For those who are confused of what this word looks like, it's a double consonant, g, you know, 쌍기역, and vowel is u, and then the bottom consonant is tiut. So the pronunciation is good, and it means the end. And this short word is probably the most famous and popular word right now in my country. So it was spoken by an archer. His name is Oh Jin-hyuk. It was in the middle of golden medal game for men's team. And he was the last archer and he was about to shoot his last arrow. And he had to shoot 9 or more to win the gold medal. And as soon as he shoot his last arrow, even before it hits the target, he said this word, good, meaning the end, because he knew it was gonna hit 10. And Team Korea won the gold medal. So good literally means the end, but in this context, it means the end of the game, we won. So you can say good whenever you finished something. It could be a very small thing like you just finished your laundry or you finished your homework or you finished your day at work. So you can use this word to celebrate your small or big achievement. So repeat after me. Good. Because it happens to be the last sentence we're gonna learn today, repeat one more time to celebrate your achievement for today's lesson. Good! Okay, you made it. I'm so proud of you. This is the end of the lesson. Good! But there's one thing left. It's important. It's your speaking assignment. So tell me your recent achievement. It could be small or big. And say good at the end. For example, if you finished your homework, you could say 숙제 다 했어요. Good. It's very simple, right? Please 의심하지 마. You can do it. Send your voice message on Instagram DM. My Instagram handle is legitkre. And if you send it by Sunday, your voice will be on the next episode. And I will give you my feedback personally on DM. And please, please, please don't forget to test your Korean skills with LegitCon. It's free, it's available on my website, thelegitkorean.com. Take the test whenever you're ready, get your score, and brag about it in comments. Or you can also leave a comment saying, good. It will mean the world to me because it means you are listening to my podcast. Actually, I was feeling a little down when I first started recording this podcast, but now I feel much, much better. So I hope you feel the same with listening to my podcast. Now it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to my podcast. 팟캐스트 들어주셔서 감사하고요. See you next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕. Thank you.